Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday edition of Byers & Company. Wayne Kent sits in for the vacationing Brian Byers. Today, we've got Steve Weber in the first hour, Dwayne Nolan, Joel Fletcher sitting in. We've got Dave Wendt of the Forsyth Village Board. We've got Mike Holby coming in and several other guests. Byers & Company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning, Central Illinois. Great to have you here today. Here we go. 8 minutes after the hour, almost 9 minutes after the hour. Somebody referred to us yesterday as the Three Amigos, gentlemen.
I know who that person is.
Is that a compliment?
I have no idea. I have no idea, because weren't the Three Amigos, for the most part, kind of sparkling idiots?
Joel and I know that we're the B team and we're proud of it.
You bet.
Hey, Dwayne, don't be so hard on yourself. If there's four people in the room and only three amigos get mentioned, that's the C team.
Yes. Clever. That's very clever, Nick. We're the four amigos. There you go.
Well, I think we're the only ones that are willing to get up early enough to come in at 6 o'clock.
Wayne doesn't have a lot of friends.
That's right. Good morning, everyone. My name is Wayne Kent. Joining with me in the studio today, Dwayne Nolan, Joel Fletcher, and the ever-present Nick Smith is here. We're all going to try and get you out the door. If you have to get out the door on time, we're going to try and keep you smiling, at least for the first hour. And in the meanwhile, it's going to be, here we go.
Hey, it's warmer out there. Today is a lot better than yesterday.
Nice. It did feel a little bit warmer.
Balmy.
Downright balmy. Downright balmy. I want to ask you guys right off the bat two questions. I think I want to ask you. First of all, I saw this article yesterday about an around the world cruise for 111 days. Would you do it? Don't answer that. Get on a ship. Stay on the ship for 111 days, and by the time you're 111 days later, 3 months.
Am I by myself? Oh, I have.
Don't go there. Your wife is listening, my friend.
Myself?
I'm sure you just, that's
you're not,
not
supposed
a good
to
idea.
Answer.
Yeah. Is it the skipper and Marianne with me?
Yeah. Oh, my. And then the second story was, this is interesting to me. This would present me with a real ethical dilemma. And I'm a preacher, right, by trade, and I should be able to answer these ethical dilemmas without any struggle whatsoever.
Awfully early to get ethical.
Well, it's a funny ethical. So say, Nick, you go down to the local Goodwill store,
okay,
and you buy a couch and you sit on it for a period of time, you know, for 3 or 4 months, and you go, oh, man, it's always lumpy, this spot right here. And then you figure out, what is that? You decide to open the cushion. Inside the cushion is a box filled with $43,000 in cash. Is it your money?
Yes, but...
But here's what story. A Michigan man bought a used couch for his man cave in December. So he bought it in December, and this week he made an interesting discovery. So he's been sitting on it for 5 weeks, maybe? $43,000 in a cash hidden in the cushion. Howard Kirby bought the couch from Habitat for Humanity in Owosso, Michigan. But the ottoman that came with the couch was uncomfortable, something he noticed right pretty well after buying the couch. But do you sit on the ottoman? You don't, right? I mean, that's the thing your feet go on. So So his daughter-in-law unzipped the cushion to see what was inside. He found a box containing cash, a lot of cash, $43,000, $43,170. What would you do? Would you say, praise be to the Lord? Or would you go back to Habitat for Humanity and say, where
and say, here, I found $300 in this.
When I saw this story yesterday, I really struggled a bit. I don't know what I would do.
Well, I know what I would do. Because I read where it was from.
Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah.
So you go back to that.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. That'd be easy.
Would it really be easy?
Yep, absolutely.
Well, actually, it went back to the...
They eventually
it
found
went to
the right
grandfather. It went to a grandfather.
Right.
So this man had
who was
had
deceased.
This guy. The guy who owned the couch was dead. He's dead man.
Uh-huh.
And then his daughter-in-law, or his children and grandkids, give away his household belongings. And so they actually go back and they figure out where it came from, and they give the $43,000 back to the family.
Good ending.
Great ending.
Yes.
But don't you know there were a few nights laying awake trying to get there?
Well, sure. But I mean, if it went to, we have a Habitat for Humanity store here.
Right,
in
I
town.
Get that.
Ed Smith.
I'm very impressed with how quickly you made that decision.
Well, that really, I was joking on the, we found $300 in there. But yeah, I couldn't live with myself if I didn't take it back. Seriously.
Yeah, I think you'd want to at least try to connect the dots.
Yeah.
But in this case, you know, Habitat is a wonderful charitable organization, so you're helping them. And
absolutely.
So, hey, and you guys also, are so gallant.
And you also got a nice tax deduction.
You get the two amigos.
That's
very
a good
gallant.
Tax deduction.
I'm very impressed.
Well, right. I'd give $4,300 first off to First Christian Church.
Oh, well, there you
I'd
go.
I'd tithe that, and then I would.
Don't you know you would lay awake at night, though, for a period of time?
I've donated things to Habitat for Humanity, and I love that organization, among others. But yeah,
it's not the I think it's just this interesting idea. Right. I bought this for $35. Now it's mine.
Exactly.
I think Jimmy Carter's not pulling his weight anymore. He's not carrying the sheet drywall.
No,
and
he's
not setting trusses like he used to. He's only 95 years old.
You certainly could make that argument, though, that the person who bought the piece of furniture didn't buy it expecting anything but
you've all
a piece
heard the story about my wandering
your
down,
bike
my bike which I bought for $5 which was worth like 500 mm-hmm. and my painting that I bought for $5 which is worth about $1,200. Now are those mine? I struggle with that. Both of them, I still have both of them in my possession, but I always want to go, is it really mine?
Well I think that's different.
Joel and I could. You want
to? No, I do. I think that because a bike is a bike. There's nothing hidden. Was there something hidden in the fenders or something?
No,
that's completely different, I think.
So the fact that it's cash makes it different?
I think the simple fact that in those environments, you're buying as is.
Right.
You know, which could mean, hey, there's bed bugs in it. hey, there's $1 million in it. You know, you don't really know. And again, doing the right thing is doing the right thing, separate from what you are required to do. One neat story, Wayne, that I think you might like. My favorite artist that's living today, his name is Banksy. He's a famous street artist and probably the most recognized visual artist in the world right now. He took in New York and bought a thrift store painting, a very mundane landscape painting, and he took it and painted on top of it, added, and he was making a statement. He had Adolf Hitler sitting on this bench, longingly looking over this serene pond or whatever, and then donated it back, and then basically shared the photo of it hanging in the thrift store, which validated what it was worth, and that thrift store was able to auction it off for 6 or 7 figures, so making it like a $40, sort of purchase. Turned it into a huge fundraiser that, so thrift stores can play all sorts of different roles. You can find treasure. You can help people. There's just a lot there.
So I have to be honest and say, I probably would give it back, but there'd be a night laying awake going, do I want to do that? I have to acknowledge that $43,000 in the bank account would sound good.
It's starting to weigh on you that you have 4 grandchildren now that you have to pay for their college education. And you're wondering, how am I going to pay for their college education?
Wait. I'm responsible for the grandchildren? You guys are piling it on.
Boy, oh boy. I thought maybe this was going to be a story about someone purchasing a used accordion or something.
Oh, God.
And then they found money inside the accordion.
You've got to give it up on the accordion, brother. I should have brought it in.
Yeah, that'd
be
great.
This accordion was given to me as a gift.
Nick, you have any accordion bump music? We'll have to get some.
I'm sure I can find some.
For the next.
So this was given to me as a gift. So here was the story. We had this chart coming up that somebody was going to do, and they said, we really would like some accordion sounds on this. And when not polka accordion, but some contemporary accordion stuff. And whoever was the music director said, can you play the accordion, Wayne? I said, yeah. And they said, do you have one? I said, no. So we put something in the church newsletter and said, we have a need for an accordion coming up in 6 weeks. Whatever. If you have one, let us know.
Really?
And this gracious elderly lady came and she says, I have your accordion. She says, it's in the trunk. I can't pick it up. So I went out and I picked it up. And she says, and I'm giving it to you. since you're going to play it, and I'll never play it again.
And why did she possess it?
She had played the accordion back in the 40s and 50s.
Oh, my.
It's an antique, and it's in pristine condition. It's worth, I don't know, probably $600 or $700. And
yeah.
She gave it to me. She said, you play it when the church needs it, but it's yours. And so it's in my office.
They are heavy.
They can be heavy, yeah. They're the size of suitcases.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's why they got a strap on them, huh?
You do have to strap yourself in because you're swinging your arms around. Yeah. Was it Weird Al Yankovic that played an accordion or something around?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Good comparison.
There you go. See, me and Weird Al Yankovic, we're like this. We're just together. All right, gentlemen, so you ready for a good day?
Fantastic day.
And so if you go out to Habitat for Humanity, check for the lumps in the couch.
Wow.
Yes, right.
What a story.
That's
a
good story.
I always like it when the Salvation Army is doing their kettle
somebody,
program,
yeah.
And somebody will drop some large bill or
a gold coin.
Or something. That's always cool, too.
You know Matt Honnold? Do you guys know Matt here in town? Great guy. He has this, he's got one of the 10 most watched blogs in the city. And it's basically sort of this, that, and the other every day. You know, what about this? What about that? And you can read it in about 2 minutes. Brilliant stuff. And he's decided he's going to raise $2,020 in like kettle stuff for the Salvation Army in 2020. If you want to contribute,
that's a neat idea.
Yeah, he says I'm just going to do it by myself. Mm-hmm. I mean, he could write that check if he wanted to, I suppose. But no, I want to raise $2,020 for the Red Kettle campaign for next year.
Yeah. Great, I love it. I always feel guilty though because during the kettle season, I'll need to confess this to Kyle Carson, but.
Right.
You know, we make frequent trips to South Shores Kroger because that's where we live close by. And, of course, it wouldn't be uncommon to go 3 out of 4 days, perhaps, to pick something up. And so when I go in, I always put, you know, a couple of bucks in the kettle. And then
you got to come out.
And then when I come out, there's a different person. And then I feel like I need to stop and explain that I put some in. Isn't that terrible? They even think like that?
Yeah,
tightwad.
Well, particularly
tightwad is right.
Tightwad.
Because and I put that gold cougar in and I felt a lot better about it.
And particularly with a face that's known.
Yeah.
When people recognize you.
There's some truth to that.
Oh, yeah. God, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, there's some truth to that.
It's weird. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll find out. Nick, can you make it warmer?
That is not in my job description.
Well, you know, some people ask me, can I do something with the weather? I always tell people, I'm in sales. Someone else is in management.
There you go.
All right, take it away.
All right, today is going to be sunny with a high near 30, and tonight increasing clouds with a low around 21. For your Wednesday, it's going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 36, a little bit of wind. And for Thursday, we've got a 50% chance of precipitation. It could be rain or snow, be cloudy with a high near 36. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 14 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:20.
I know you've heard me tell you this before, but it is absolutely the truth, right? We all live at the speed of life, and with the speed of life comes how we consume our entertainment. Xfinity's internet services bring you the entire experience together by connecting other services like Xfinity X1, Xfinity Home, Xfinity Mobile, and more. So you can sit back and get unbelievably fast speeds for all your streaming needs to power all your devices. Xfinity delivers gig speeds to more homes than anyone. Plus, you can stay connected on the go with over 19 million free Xfinity Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide. Plus, with the Xfinity Wi-Fi hotspots app, you can find hotspots near you, create a list of your favorite locations, even set your device to automatically connect in the future. What does this mean? Having reliable speeds, making your entertainment and information life readily accessible, delivered to you the way you want it, the speed of life. Xfinity Internet. What are you waiting for? It's easier than ever. Simpler than ever. Awesome. Simple. Easy. Awesome. Go to Xfinity.com. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit your local Xfinity store today.
Decatur Memorial Hospital is now part of Memorial Health System. Now the same great care DMH has delivered for more than 100 years is getting even better. Thanks to the support of Memorial, a regional healthcare leader. Because you deserve innovative, nationally recognized care and prevention right here in Decatur and Central Illinois. Memorial Health System and Decatur Memorial Hospital, together for you. Learn more at dmhcares.com.
Congratulations to all of the Now Decatur top influencers of 2019 with The List. Individuals who've gone above and beyond for their community, moving the needle and inspiring others. Influencers in healthcare, nonprofits, arts, education, entrepreneurs, and volunteers. Find out who their influencers are, what community means to them, and what lessons they've learned. Find the full list of honorees and listen to their podcasts now at NowDecatur.com. You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
This is not me playing the...
Is Wayne Kent live at First Christian Church? Actual recording?
Not even nice. That's not even nice.
The best of Wayne Kent.
I liked it. It's happy music.
Yeah. It is happy music. Yeah. If you want to be happy music, happy with that sort of happy music, which after a while to me is not very happy, just boring, but there you go.
It's a chimpanzee thing. It kind of bothers me. Poor things tied to you. Can't even enjoy nature.
Dwayne, bring us up to speed with the former state senator who resigned as the ag director over the weekend. And I mean, it's just getting bigger.
John Sullivan was a state senator from Rushville over in Western Illinois, a really good, solid guy. And if you follow auctions at all, the Sullivan family are a large, dominant auction company, farmland, ag machinery over on the Western Illinois. So they're well known. And he was picked by Pritzker to be his state of Illinois' director of agriculture.
And a good choice.
And the ag community embraced him, and it was all fine and dandy. Well, in the meantime, ethics in Illinois has just been
a sad story.
So Pritzker's trying to be a new day. Well, out comes all this revelation about Commonwealth Edison's got some issues, ethical issues as well. And so they've tied some things to this one high-powered lobbyist. His name is Mike McLean, who's from Quincy, a former state representative years ago over there, who's very, very close to the Speaker of the House, Michael Madigan. They're just very, very good friends. And he does a lot. They just work together on a lot of issues. Well, long story short, an email surfaced through a FOIA, through a Freedom of Information Act, an email surfaced. It's been in the news here a lot of lately, where McLean was writing to the Governor Quinn. This goes back to 2012 now. This is not last month. This is 2012. An email saying that he was going to bat, McLean was going to bat for a state employee who worked for the Department of Corrections, who was originally from the Quincy area. That's where McLean is from, and that's the area that John Sullivan had represented in the Senate. So McLean sends this email to the chief of staff saying about this disciplinary hearing. He was a good employee and blah, blah, blah. And he says he's been a kind of a loyal soldier for the administration. He hasn't said anything at all about the ghost payrolling, which means people on the payroll who don't work. And he also hasn't talked about the rape in Champaign.
We don't know what we were referenced to.
Exactly. Nobody knows for sure. They're investigating this. So number one, who would put that in an email?
Oh, I know.
And the sad thing was he copied John Sullivan as the state senator. Well, then in the due diligence, the governor's office, general counsel, finds out that John had Sullivan, the ag director, had received this email, been forwarded to him. So they asked him if he'd received it. He went back into his archives, found the email, says he has no knowledge of ever seeing that. And long story short, the governor says, oh, he can't allow that. And so he fired him as ag director. So the moral of the story is, A, be careful what you put in an email. Yeah. B, when somebody sends you something, you need to read it. He didn't read the attachment and see what was all in there. And he's a casualty, unfortunate casualty, but the governor's making a statement about ethics.
So is this Michael McLean still?
He's retired. He's a retired lobbyist.
Okay.
He had a lot of influence for years because he served in the House of Representatives with Mike Madigan, and they're just good friends. They've got a long 40-year relationship.
And this happened in 2012,
yes.
And it's now coming up?
Yes, because of these FOIA requests.
Yeah, WBEZ, it looks like in here.
So the truth is, so this guy, ag director, gets this email years ago. He doesn't answer, doesn't look at it. But because somebody has done something nefarious of some sort, and he didn't blow the whistle, he's in trouble.
The governor's saying that you should have.
Probably you should have blown the whistle.
He said, and
if you were to get an email that said, hey, where nobody's doing anything about the rape in Champaign, wouldn't you stop and say, hey, somebody explain this to me. Are you using a bad metaphor, or was there a rape that was covered up?
Yeah.
So in fairness, you probably screwed it up.
Sullivan says, well, I was in the middle of a competitive campaign, and he mentioned something about he was having some treatments for cancer. So he was trying to rationalize what was going on at that point. But at the end of the day, and maybe that email should have been forwarded to a staff person who noticed it. I don't know. But he's out.
So
it's kind of surprising.
The other side of the story, though, is he's out with a pension worth $2 million.
Yeah. Well, he served probably 12, 14 years in state senate and then as the ag director. So he's done.
Do you think his pension is in jeopardy in any way?
No, I don't believe so.
All right.
But he's out of job.
We're kind of stunned, aren't we?
Well, what stunned me was a $2.3 million pension.
But if you got,
But Joel, you made millions in radio.
Yeah, millions.
That's right.
Not to mention newspaper and now the hospital.
I mean, media.
How many pensions do you need?
John Skevington called me the media king. Yeah, he wanted to know when I was going to get into TV to complete
the cycle.
The cycle.
You could be a great weatherman. Why isn't the weatherman they try to be?
The new guy, Jim's Kovac. Kopek. We had him on the air.
Yeah, I listened.
Brilliant
guy. That was a good
funny
show.
Guy. All right, we do take a break because we do need to hear what's going on with the weather.
Yes.
And we've got a guest.
Yes.
My dear friend Steve Weber is going to be in the studio, and we're going to see what's going on with the news. The president is overseas. Lots is going on, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be a very interesting day. The impeachment trial really steps into stuff today, so we'll be back. News Talk 1340, WSOY.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Huff Home Specialties, your best home investment. The flu virus continues to spread quickly across Illinois, moving along interstates and through airports to reach people in every part of the state. Wherever you have larger masses of people congregating together, obviously it's easier to spread. Urban areas can be a nesting spot for illness, said Dr. Ngaze Ezike, director of the Illinois Department of Public Health. Ezike said the illness is not targeting the normal populations this year. Young people and those who are normally healthy seem to be coming down with the virus in greater than usual numbers. Symptoms of the flu include fever, sore throat, runny or stuffy nose, body aches, headaches, and fatigue. For more information, contact the Illinois Flu Hotline at 866-848-2094. Richland Community College presents a Martin Luther King Jr. celebration presentation with national speaker Jonathan Jackson. Jonathan will speak on the prolific life's work of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He will hold two presentations throughout the day, one starting at 9 a.m. and the other at 1 p.m. Both will be held in Schilling Auditorium. His presentation focuses on the most important aspect of Reverend Dr. King's message and the movement that he created. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump selling America overseas at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland.
America is thriving. America is flourishing. And yes, America is winning again like never before.
The president addressing business and political leaders from around the world. Back in Washington, the Senate will today debate rules for the president's impeachment trial. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wants opening arguments limited to 24 hours over 2 days for each side. That means from 1 p.m. until potentially 1 in the morning. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says he'll fight that plan.
Senator McConnell's resolution states that key facts be delivered in the wee hours of the night simply because he doesn't want the American people to hear them. Plain and simple.
After opening arguments, there'll be time for written questions, debate, and then votes on calling other witnesses, with Sundays the only day off. America's listening to Fox News.
Central Illinois HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave?
Yeah, Mr. Employee of the Month, angry face, snoozy face.
I've noticed you're using a lot of emojis and reports lately.
Sure have. Smiley face, cat with hard eyes, thumbs up.
Dave, they're just really hard to understand.
What do you mean, confused face? Thinky face?
First, I don't think you're supposed to say them out loud like you do.
That's what you think the other Daves love it, right, guys?
Thumbs up!
Smiley face!
Those with tongue out!
See?
Okay, look, what does this report even mean? It's just a bunch of pizza emojis.
Oh, we went out for pizza. That's an expense report.
Oh, that's why the last page is all dollar signs.
See? You get it.
If you don't mind hiring Daves, go to the huge online job boards. That's probably what you'll get. But if you want more employees of the month, go where local job seekers find good local jobs. Central Illinois HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
We don't discriminate against people named Dave. Dave is a common name, fun to say, and so we're using it as a catch-all for lackluster employees everywhere. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Here's a look at your WSOY three-day weather forecast. Today is going to be sunny with a high near 30, and tonight's going to be increasing clouds with a low around 21. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 36 and a little bit of wind. Then Thursday has a 50% chance of precipitation. It could be either snow or rain. It'll be cloudy with a high near 36. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 14 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:33.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's 33 minutes after the hour. You're going to be at work by 7. Time to get up. Time to get up, by all means. Joining me in the studio today, the Senator, Duane Noland, the Media King, Joel Fletcher, and
the Surgeon.
The Surgeon turned Tech guru, Steve Weber. Steve, welcome to the triage room here today. We need all the help we can get.
Oh boy, it's quite a crew here, but thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
So in full disclosure, Steve and I know each other extremely well. First of all, I'm his pastor, but then we're dear friends. We've gone on vacation together. Our kids were raised in each other's homes, so we know each other like...
Steve, what musical instrument do you play?
None.
Shoot.
I tried to play the drums when I was younger, but it just never stuck.
Oh, goodness gracious.
There it is.
you've unleashed something here, Joel. All right. I love it. Nick's going to keep us under control. Nick, Steve, you're here to talk about, you obviously own Liaison here in town, and you're involved in sort of all sorts of connecting people with each other and with the tech world. And I don't know if that's your side business or your main business now, but nonetheless, you've recently come back from the Consumer Electronics Show. What was it like there?
Overwhelming. I mean, it's just phenomenal. I mean, 4,500 different companies are displaying, from just young entrepreneurs with an idea all the way up to the big tech companies there. I mean, there's no way you can see everything. So
4,500 different
companies,
presenters.
And then each one, presenters, and then each one has lots of different devices or hardware or concepts to present. So
I'm assuming there's 100,000 people attending?
170,000.
Oh my.
Over 2 million square feet of space.
I don't even know what that looks like.
Yeah,
you guys ever been in a building that's 2 million square feet?
Well, it's not one building. It's all the different venues. So you have four different venues throughout the city of Las Vegas. So you've got the main convention center and the hotels there. Then you got the Sands and the Venetian and all of their area. And then you've got, it's just the four main areas. So, to get from one area to next could be a mile, 2 miles apart. So you don't just hop, skip, and a jump to one place. You go to the one core area, and then the next day you go to another core area, and you don't cover everything in that core area. So you hit the highlights.
What most intrigued you? What did you see that really blew your mind or intrigued you?
I think this year was more taking technology that's already there and finding new ways to use it. I might have missed it, but I tried to read a lot of the blogs and the newsletters and the people that have really done the research. And to see and visit the sites that they said were hot. But most of the stuff was technology that's there and now just finding new avenues. LiDAR. So that is light, where you can measure distances and ranges. And so all the different applications of LiDAR. So LiDAR is very common with vehicles, and so they're using that with autonomous vehicles. So they've got these sensors, and it sends out signals and that comes back very quickly.
The vehicle in front of you is 70 feet away, or it's 7 inches away, or whatever.
Right, and then the computer then takes that, and that's another big thing is how they're using artificial intelligence. But that computer can process that information a whole heck of a lot quicker than we can, and from multiple different directions, and then make decisions on that. So LiDAR was quite.
LIDAR.
LIDAR. So
radar, but LIDAR.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that was used quite a bit. And then artificial intelligence and how that's being used in lots of different avenues, business applications to, you know, autonomous vehicles to, you know, sales tools, you know, and taking information and
processing information.
Processing it. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So this is not like your statistician in the back room kind of adding things up anymore. Now they can, your computer can just bang it out for you.
Right, exactly, and regurgitate the data.
What about driverless vehicles? Because I think that's something we can all sort of relate to.
Oh, well, that's huge. I mean, even to the point where I get into Vegas and I sign up for an Uber, right? And the first thing is do you agree to go into an autonomous vehicle? Yes or no? Because you could be picked up by autonomous vehicle in Vegas. Now, they still have drivers there, but the driver's not doing anything. He's just there in case.
No kidding.
But they actually have autonomous vehicles. And
wait. So the car drives to your local, GPS drives to where you are.
Yeah.
Picks you up, and then the driver's just sitting in the seat reading the daily.
Correct.
the daily sheet.
I don't know if he's, but you know, what their criteria, what they're allowed to do. But basically, he's sitting there. And that's what a lot of it is right now. I don't think there's any place in the U.S. that you can have a true, and I could be wrong on this, a true driverless car. You have to, I think at this point, have somebody in there.
This has huge implications for the farming industry, doesn't it?
You know, the Farm Progress Show is just here last go-around. They unveiled starting to, you can see the application. I mean, you're in a large field, and you're just going back and forth doing plowing or tillage work. You know, you could be
studying, getting a new degree while you're doing it.
You could be doing a lot of more important things than sitting there going back and forth for hours on end.
Well, even the large mining equipment, that's what's happening now. And then there was a number of exhibitors there with trucks. I mean, we've all heard about Tesla's truck, but Peterbilt was there, and they've racked up millions of miles with autonomous drivers now. So it's there. The technology is there, and there's a lot of other companies getting into it. So one thing that was really kind of a surprise to me is Sony unveiled their prototype car.
Right.
They're getting in the business, and that was really that they got the award for the most surprise because they kept it so quiet. Mm. Nobody knew that they had a car under wraps, and you know, there's different degrees to autonomous driving. I think there's five different levels, and the degree of how much. And we're actually, I think, doing level one. I don't remember exactly what the cutoffs between the five are, but.
Let's do this. Let's take a break. We'll take the marquee coffee break. And when we get back, I want to find out how this applies to your business, specifically about the new technology that's coming out regarding homes and the way in which we live our lives. So we'll take the marquee coffee break. Marquee Coffee has been fresh roasting coffee locally here in Decatur for more than 30 years. It is the official choice of drink for discerning coffee drinkers anywhere, everywhere, not just anywhere, but everywhere. And friends, the magic is in their beans. We'll be right back.
My old washer and dryer were on their last legs, and I really wanted a front loader set. So I went shopping. I thought that the big box lumber yard would have the best deals, so I started there. They had an Electrolux set I really liked, and I thought it was a fair price, but I wanted to compare it with one other store. Dick Van Dyke advertises the best deal, so I tried there. Boy, am I glad I did. They had the same washer and dryer, but their deal came with a buy one, get one free pedestal and a free 10-year protection plan. The other store would sell me a warranty, but for only 5 years. It was a no-brainer. I bought my beautiful new washer and dryer at Dick Van Dyke, saved $370, and got 10 years of protection. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reakin, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This could be your true story in Decatur during January. I guarantee the best deal on your next appliance purchase. Wow!
When you buy from us, you get the whole story.
At HSHS St. Mary's Hospital, we're hiring nurses. We understand that nursing is more than a job. It's a mission. Your work is important in so many ways. It's building relationships, promoting health, restoring hope, and saving lives. Each day presents the opportunity to impact someone's life, making everyone's role more meaningful. Join our team of experts who are committed to its mission and overall health of the community.
At Brinkotter Realtors, we are committed to advanced technology,
innovative communication, and seeing our clients get exactly what they want. Our team of industry leaders has carefully crafted a brand new website designed to be a meaningful resource for all your Central Illinois real estate needs.
Find your way home. Brinkotter.com.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM.
Welcome back, friends. It's good to have you here, 43 minutes after the hour. Steve Weber with what is the actual title of your company? I don't always...
Liaison Home Automation.
All right.
We go by Liaison because we're doing a lot more than just homes.
Businesses. You've got a very bright idea. You have one of your trailers parked on Main Street. There's people, and they drive by it all the time. It's a bright idea.
I think he blew a tire and hasn't got it repaired yet.
Yeah, no, that's our landlord downtown, and there's no place we can park it downtown. He said, hey, we've got some property up north. Can you,
Really?
And I said, great, yep, we'll do that.
Perfect. So tell me about what's coming to our homes in the days ahead in regards to technology, Steve.
Yeah, it's really pretty incredible. There's a lot of things that are out there. I think our cars and what we do in our cars are smarter than our homes at this point. So if you just look at what's happening in cars, that's what's going to happen to your home. But, we can control anything that has an electron going to it with an app. So if it's got electricity going to it, we've got some way we can control it. Our goal is to do it from one app to make it as simple as possible.
So you're talking about, give me some examples.
Lighting control is a big thing. Your HVAC control, motorized shades versus manual ones. So you can, they can go down just because of the amount of sun coming in or
so really
the temperature.
The business somebody needs to be in is electric motors, right? Everything's a lot of electric motors to cover this, that, and the other?
Yeah, pretty much. There is a lot of motors, but not everything. I mean, all those things I just talked about, those are shades, are motorized, but your lighting don't have motors in them.
Right.
And then all your appliances are getting smarter, too, and tying those in.
You've sent me an email saying there's a microwave with a door that has a touch panel?
Yeah. So GE is making a microwave, so the front panel is the front door is a touch panel. So we could actually tie that in, and you can control any of your apps. You can get on the internet, you can watch TV from that microwave. So it's just a space-saving way of doing it rather than putting a TV in there.
Delta Airlines is going to have monitors that are personalized to each.
Oh, this was pretty incredible. So, yeah, and I don't totally understand the technology of it, but they had a big booth there and presented. So it's starting in Detroit where, you have a monitor that reads, who's the passenger who's on standby. But once you check in, and I'm not sure if it's through your phone or what it's through, but it will know you, and you will look at that screen, and you will see your personal stuff. You walk up way next to me, you will see your personal stuff on there. I won't see yours, and you won't see mine.
On the screen?
On the screen. Could be 10 people around it. And I could see if I'm on wait listing, I'll see the information about wait listing. If you want to, if you're in the third class, getting in or whatever, it will show your information when your boarding time is. And so I don't know all the information.
That's strange to me.
Oh,
so
that's everybody. It's everybody getting on a plane.
Everybody's standing in the gate area, and what you see on the screen is for you.
For you.
And no one else.
That'll freak you out momentarily.
Right.
Like, wait a minute.
Right.
Your height and your weight.
So it's starting, and this will start in March. I think it's March in Detroit. Delta's doing it, all their monitors there. So I'm anxious to go there and see it and learn because I fly Delta, so I'm through there all the time. It's really pretty incredible.
Click its seatbelt notification. So in other words, they're going to know, they're not going to come down and say, is your seatbelt's around you anymore? But now they'll
know. The airline?
The airline, yeah.
No, this was actually, this was an entrepreneur who came up with this idea that with a smart, seatbelt. And so if you're a parent and you want to know if your kid is wearing a seatbelt, you can make it so that notifications that if he's in the car and it's driving and it's not clicked in, it will send you a text going, hey, Joey's not clicked into his car, to his seatbelt.
Unbelievable.
So, and that's just a matter of time before maybe it gets legislated.
Yeah.
And everybody has to, and then police get, who knows? It's Big Brother.
They need to do that to texting. If you pick, if you're using your phone while you're driving, wouldn't that be a good?
Don't give anybody my that.
Yeah, there's a lot of privacy issues and where privacy starts and stops. And
like there's this company right now, I was reading a story just the other day, where they now have like, I don't know what the number is, millions and millions of photographs. And they're now able to help at the FBI and police departments all across the country identify people because they've combed social media. They know people's facial record. And so they know what people look like and they can sell that then to the police department.
Oh, absolutely. So artificial intelligence was a very big thing at the show and how people are using it. So artificial intelligence, obviously, the concept is not new, but how people are using it. So facial recognition, body habitus, all that stuff can be a computer can be put into it and regurgitate that information out.
You know, guys know I'm a preacher. One of the things we struggle with in the church I serve is to know who's there and who's not there. What would it be like? We have cameras everywhere in the church for security reasons. What would it be like if we were to access the information coming across those cameras to say, here's who was here and who wasn't? Oh, it's God silent. You don't like that.
I don't know. I mean, if it's a privacy issue and whether people would feel like you're invading their privacy.
What do you think, Dwayne?
I don't know. That seems a little... That's a little.
I mean,
invasive.
You could. Yeah. We could clearly on those cameras. We could count the number of people, and so if you want a count in there.
Yeah, no, that's what the cameras could do.
You need to have on the screen before service your personal data showing how much you've given. Each person can see how much they've given. That's what you want, doesn't it?
No, it's not. Actually, it was a rhetorical question because there is a lot of discussion in large church circles about how we count people and how we. And there is a company out there now providing the resources that you could take your cameras and you can use facial recognition for simply counting people.
Right.
And just to know attendance.
Your attendance, yeah.
You know, there's a concern with privacy. I mean, we look at Alexa, Siri, and Google's. And what data are they gathering? Are they gathering personal stuff? Or are they gathering just generalized information? And, you know, there's lots of people with anecdotal stories that, this picked up that or so forth. And, this is Big Brother. This is
it really
1981.
Is. So I'm in the market for a car, maybe two. And I've done some looking around online. If I look at Facebook now, there are so many car ads. It's like, How does Facebook know?
Oh, that's easy. I mean, that is really easy. As a business owner, we're getting marketed to all the time by all these marketing agencies and stuff to how they can track people and what's done. And that's pretty common.
You're saying you've gone and looked at some.
I've gone and said, I look at this car.
So now
this
you're getting fed all this information.
I'm getting fed all this information.
It's been around a long time.
Oh, it has, yeah.
Behavioral targeting, basically.
Yeah, it is.
Well, they're even doing that now with digital signage. So, digital signage can actually pick up your phone by your apps and so forth and know when you come into the store. And if you are a frequent and have a rewards place for that, it will know that you there. And and just like these signs that we're seeing for the Delta we talked about, it's not far off where that digital signage will be personal for you. You walk into, you're a Kroger person, and we'll walk up and that digital sign will be personalized for you and know that you buy XYZ brand, and we'll say, hey, XYZ is in aisle such and such, and it's on sale today, and we'll give a special coupon to you.
12-pack of Falstaff, Joel. Third aisle.
You know,
on the one hand, I like it. On the other hand, it's creepy.
Yeah.
Right.
You get in your car, and it tells you that it's 24 minutes to go. It's assuming you're going somewhere. You get that on your – and it tells you
some of us drive older cars, man.
To get the personalization that we want, okay, right. You give up some of your privacy. Or you give up a lot of your privacy. Like, I want to know where my car's parked, and I don't want to have to write it down. Well, your phone's going to just automatically do that. Well, it's tracking your car. It's tracking you. It's convenient, but it also I've given up some privacy.
One thing we have no control over, the weather. Tell us what we've got coming down, Nick.
Today's going to be sunny with a high of 30, and tonight increasing clouds with a low of 21. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 36. A little bit of wind. And for Thursday, 50% chance of precipitation. It could be rain, it could be snow, but it will be cloudy with a high near 36. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is still at 14 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:52.
New Year's resolutions are easy to make, but tough to keep. Busey promises the support you need to achieve your financial dreams. From planning for retirement to saving for college, the experts at Busey Wealth Management are dedicated to your financial future. Let our experienced team help you plan for and accomplish your dreams for tomorrow, today. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
Kids, career, priorities, people counting on you. Millikan University understands. That's why we created flexible learning, education designed to help you earn your college degree and move your career forward without sacrificing what's most important to you. Flex classes take place online, evenings, and weekends, and are designed to accommodate your professional and personal goals. Your success is Millikan's priority. Isn't it time to make it your own? Be the priority. Make the move. Millikan.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Welcome back, friends. Steve Weber is here with us today, talking to us about his recent visit to the
CES, Consumer Electronics Show. Yep. It's the largest electronic show in the world.
Put your physician hat on for a minute and tell us what did you see there from the medical side?
Yeah, they had a big area. I didn't spend a lot of time there, but they had a big area that was just medical electronics and so forth, anywhere from, you know, electronic medical records to how can you use VR for therapy. So
virtual reality
for therapy. And so they've found that if you put a VR headset on somebody, you can actually decrease their pain and discomfort. So physical therapy, you can help them make greater milestones quicker with virtual reality.
Rather walk through the Alps than walk back and forth on that.
Sure. Yeah. And it lowers their, raises their pain threshold. So they're able to do more before they're feeling pain because they're having, you know, you're stimulating other senses when you do that. And then, you know, the big question is, can we use VR for remote operating? And there is some stuff going on with that.
You see this, and Joel over at the hospital, that you guys have really figured out a way in which to do telemedicine. You know, you call up St. Mary's, and $29, you can visit with a doctor.
It's used quite a bit.
Yeah.
And it's very convenient, too, by the way.
But as a surgeon, Steve, what are the implications for you guys?
Yeah, so I'm part of a nonprofit that we train surgeons over in Africa. So we put them through a 5-year training program just like we do here in the U.S. And so the question is, you know, they have, you know, quite a skill set, but there's going to be some specialty things that they might not have. Could we have a surgeon remote in and help them with that? Somebody who has, you know, maybe it's not a very common procedure. Maybe only, you know, 10 or 15 are done in just the U.S. And then you've got somebody.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
What scares you about all this?
The privacy, you know, and how, you know, we don't like government intervening, but really they're the only ones that can legislate that. And so we're all very sensitive that they over-legislate, but you know, there needs to be some legislation. And, you know, technology goes faster than laws do. So, you know, anything that is somebody comes up with can be used for good and for evil.
Right.
You know, virtual reality. You think about that. There's a lot of good. There's a lot of bad.
I'm sure. I'll just lay the cards on the table. There's probably stuff coming out there from the pornography companies.
There is. There's a lot. It's really sad and scary, and unfortunately, there's a lot of money in that area that drives things. So yeah, there's good and bad, and who regulates it? Who polices it?
Right. Okay. So Liaison Home Products, and Leo, you guys can help us figure out how to do our houses and so forth.
Yeah, we're your connection between you and your devices. That's why we're the liaison between you and your devices. There's a lot of good devices out there, but
if people
want to
reach out to
you,
how can they do that?
So our number is 888-279-1235. We've got a great website, liaisonhomes.com.
Liaisonhomes.com.
Right.
All right. Right here in the city, downtown Decatur.
We are downtown
but
Decatur.
But you guys have offices all around the country.
We do. We're in Chicago, Aspen, Denver, and
all right.
Heading off to Chicago today to work up with the crew up there.
All right. So with that, the first hour has come to an end, just like that. Dwayne, thanks for helping out. Joel, Steve, thanks for coming
in, guys. Enjoyed it.
And we're going to send you guys off to work now, and you can do your real job, okay?